Blog Talk Radio.
Study show. In my land, name is Yom Suf Arif, along with Cartrell of New York City, are your student teachers. And the primary reason why we say student teachers, because we are in a universal ongoing study. And we learn something new every day about what you may ask the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and about his people that should. And strangers also. That's what we're here to study. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. His people. And strangers. Praise Yah. And bless his holy name. So without further ado, let me bring my brother on for you, Brother Cartrell. And we'll get right to our studies. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless you, oh my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. With Yom Kippur-Ari, Sister Abiyah, Sister Nisanya, all the family that's out there. Shalom, may the Most High bless you. How y'all doing?
Shalom, brother. We're doing well. Thank you.
All praises. Thank y'all for the gift of life. Here we are, going through his word. So we give thanks.
Praise Yah. Sister Nisa, I don't know whether you heard or not. She said, hey, Brother Cartrell.
Yeah, yeah. Good to hear your voice, Sister Nisanya. I'm worried about Sister Abigail. I haven't heard from her in a little while. My brother, little brother, Gregory, her grandson. But she got to know that we love them. Love her.
Exactly.
And we hope that the Most High is blessing and be with her. I know I miss her voice.
Exactly. Well, Brother Cartrell, if you're ready, I'm certainly ready to get started in these studies.
Yes, sir.
And the 20th chapter of Shofar Shoftim, chapter 20. No, some of you call it Judges. Go to the 20th chapter of Judges if you don't know what the actual name is. Shofar Shoftim, chapter 20. And Israel's war with the Benjamins. Okay? Our brothers. So all the children of Israel came out from Dan to Beersheba, as well as from the land of Gilead. And the congregations gathered together as one man before Yah at Mizpah. And the leaders of all the people, all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in the assembly of the people of Yah. The total number was 400,000 foot soldiers who drew the sword. Now, the Benjamin heard that the children of Israel had gone up to Mizpah. Then the children of Israel said, tell us, how did this wicked deed happen? So the Levite, the husband of the woman who was murdered, answered and said, my concubine and I went to Geba, which belongs to Benjamin, to spend the night. And the men of Geba rose up against me and surrounded the house at night because of me. They intended to kill me. I think he's exaggerating. They intended to sex him up, but maybe that would have killed him too. But instead, they ravaged my concubine. So she died as a result. So I took hold of my concubine, cut her in pieces, and sent her throughout all the territory of the inhabitants of Israel, because they committed lewdness and outrage in Israel. Look, all of you children of Israel, give your advice and counsel here and now. So all the people arose at one man, saying, none of us will go to his tent, nor will any turn back to his house. But now this is the thing which we will do together, we will go up against it by lot. We will take 10 men out of every 100 throughout all the tribes of Israel, 100 out of every 1,000, 1,000 out of every 10,000, to make provisions for the people, that when we get together in Benjamin, we may repay all the vileness that they have done in Israel. So all the men of Israel gathered together against the city, united together as one man, as we all should be now. Then the tribes of Israel sent men throughout all the tribes of Benjamin, just not that city, Gelba per se, saying, what is this wickedness that has occurred among you? Now therefore deliver up the men, the perverted men who were in Gelba, that we may put them to death and remove the evil from Israel. You can't let no evil sit in the land. But the children of Benjamin would not listen to the voice of their brethren. The children of Israel, instead, the children of Benjamin gathered together from their cities together to go to battle against the children of Israel. And from their cities at that time, the children of Benjamin numbered 26,000 men who drew the sword, besides the inhabitants of Gelba, who numbered 700 select men. Among all these people were 700 select men who were left-handed, these Benjamins. Everyone could sling a stone at a hair's breadth. They could get close to a hair's breadth slinging that stone and not miss. Now, besides Benjamin, The men of Israel numbered 400,000 men who drew the sword. All of these were men of war. Then the children of Israel arose and went up to the house of Yah. That's a good point right there. They went up to the house of Yah to inquire of Yah. They said, which of us shall go up first to battle against the children of Benjamin? Yah said, Yehuda first. So the children of Israel rose in the morning and encamped against Gelba. And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin. And the men of Israel put themselves in battle array to fight against them at Gelba. Then the children of Benjamin came out of Gelba. And on that day cut down to the ground 22,000 men of the Israelites. And the people, that is, the men of Israel, encouraged themselves and again formed the battle line at the place where they had put themselves in array on the first day. Then the children of Israel went up and wept before Yah until evening and asked counsel of Yah, saying, shall I again draw near for battle against the children of Benjamin? Because they got their butt whooped. And Yah said, go up against them. Sometimes you lose. Sometimes you got to get back in the battle. So the children of Israel approached the children of Benjamin on the second day. And Benjamin went up against them from Gelba, and on the second day cut down to the ground 18,000 more of the children of Israel. All these drew the sword. Then all the children of Israel, that is, all the people went up and came to the house of Yah and wept. Second time they got their butt whooped by Benjamin. Benjamin, that's a baby tribe, but they wasn't nothing to play with. They sat there before Yah and fasted that day until evening. They did something constructive. They offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Yah. So the children of Israel inquired of Yah. The Ark of the Covenant of Yah was there in those days. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before the high priest, stood before it in those days, saying, shall I yet again go out to battle against the children of my brother Benjamin, or shall I cease? They did another good thing. They kept inquiring of Yah. And Yah said, go up for the morrow. I will deliver them into your hand. They had the toothbrushes. That's how life is sometimes. You can't let it discourage you. You got to always trust in Yah. Then Israel set men in an ambush around Gelba. And the children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day and put themselves in battle array against Gelba as the other times. So the children of Benjamin went out against the people and were drawn away from the city. They began to strike down and kill some of the people, some of the Israelites, as at the other times, in the highways, one of which goes up to Bethel, and the other to Gelba. In the field, about 30 men of Israel they had killed. And the children of Israel, the children of Benjamin, said, they are defeated before us, as at the first time. So the children of Israel said, let us flee and draw. They had to use cunning. Let us flee and draw them away from the city to the highways. So all the men of Israel rose from their place and put themselves in battle array at Baal Tamar. Then Israel men in ambush burst forth from their positions in the plain of Gelba. And 10,000 select men from all Israel came against Gelba. And the battle was fierce. But the Benjamin did not know that disaster was upon them. Yah defeated Benjamin before Israel. Israel didn't do it. Israel was just the catalyst for that. Yah defeated Benjamin. And the children of Israel destroyed that day 25,100 Benjamins. All these drew the sword. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were defeated. The men of Israel had given ground to Benjamin, because they relied on the men in ambush whom they had set against Gelba. And the men in ambush quickly rushed upon Gelba. The men in ambush spread out, struck the whole city with the edge of the sword. Now the appointed signal between the men of Israel and the men in the ambush was that they would make a great cloud of smoke rise from the city, whereupon the men of Israel would turn in battle. Now Benjamin had begun to strike and kill about 30 of the men of Israel. For they said, surely they are defeated. before us as in the first battle. But when the cloud began to rise from the city and a column of smoke, the Benjamimites looked behind them, and there was the whole city going up in smoke to heaven. Then the men of Israel turned back. The men of Benjamin panicked, for they saw the disaster come upon them. Therefore, they turned their backs before the men of Israel in the direction of the wilderness, but the battle overtook them. Whoever came out of the city, they destroyed in their midst. They surrounded the Benjamins, chased them, easily trampled them down as far as the front of Gelba toward the east. And 18,000 men of Benjamin fell. All these were men of valor. There wasn't nothing soft about it. Then they turned and fled toward the wilderness to the rock of Rimon. They cut down 5,000 of them on the highways. Then they pursued them relentlessly up to Gidom and killed 2,000 of them. So all who fell of the Benjamins that day was 25,000 who drew the sword. All of these were men of valor. Wasn't nothing soft about it. But 600 men turned. It was 600 left out of all those Benjamites. 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness to the rock of Rimon. And they stayed at the rock of Rimon for 4 months. And the men of Israel turned back against the children of Benjamin and struck them down with the edge of the sword from every city of the Benjaminites, men and beast, know nothing about the women, and all who were found. They also set fire to all the cities they came to. They wasn't playing. Israel wasn't playing. You had to eradicate evil and wickedness. As I said, the Benjamimites, they won the battle twice over. But Israel, the unified nation, didn't give up. They cried to Yah. They wept. They fasted. They had peace offerings and burnt offerings. They relied on Yah. And finally, Yah gave them the victory. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cottrell, you have the mic, my brother.
All praise to the Holy One in Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And this has to be the lowest point in our nation's history.
Exactly.
When we're fighting against each other, so almost where one whole tribe is eliminated for
exactly
their actions and their deeds.
Exactly.
And a lot of our people don't know this part of our history of our nation, that we went to war with each other. And trust me, Benjamin was holding it down against how many tribes? 11 other tribes.
11 other tribes.
Yeah. And those family battles be the most intense battles.
Mm-hmm.
You fight your brother, it's more intense than when you fight somebody that you don't know.
Right.
So we know each other. And Benjamin was holding it down.
So oh,
all
yeah
the tribes, like, yeah.
They certainly were country.
But it shows that we're only human. Benjamin was making a mistake. And the fact that they're fighting their brothers is a mistake as well.
Exactly.
Not that the other 11 tribes didn't have a right to try to put Benjamin in check, but they almost eliminated a whole tribe.
Exactly.
But praise Yah, it didn't happen. Benjamin is still there. As a matter of fact, they became the first kings of the whole nation. Shows the irony of the whole situation. They try to find wives for these Benjamites that were left from the tribe that was left over. And lo and behold, the first king of Israel comes from their tribe. All praises. I know I'm getting ahead of the game, but we got to know our history and our roots and our culture and how we deal with one another. We never want to come into a situation where we're in a civil war with each other. Got too many enemies to face, too many people that hate us, too many people that's trying to conquer us, too many people that's trying to shut down Yah's program to be fighting amongst ourselves.
It hurts all as a nation, country. It hurt us all.
It's all of us got to be certified. Because what Benjamin did, it wasn't right. We know y'all strong. We know y'all mighty. We know y'all can hold yourself down against all other 11 tribes. But you got to be codified. And it shows, like, the environment they were living in, right?
Exactly.
They came to this point because the Benjaminites wanted to sleep with a man, a Levite. Where'd they get that from? It was the nation that was around them.
Exactly.
Because y'all didn't give them that.
No.
And they should have known better. Just like now.
Sure.
There's nations around us that's pumping the LGBT agenda.
Exactly.
There's nations right around us that's pumping the LGBTQ agenda. Are you with it? Or are we against it?
Exactly, bro.
Yeah.
All right, Cartrell. Seems like Cartrell is done. And we're about to proceed to the last segment of our studies in the Songs of Solomon. Praise God. Brother Cartrell, you have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I think we're in chapter 6.
Yeah, 6, brother.
The song continues. All praise to our great creator who created our king, King Solomon. He's showing you the virtues of having a wife. So the chorus starts with the others. Not the main characters in the song, the bride and the groom, but those who are perceiving what's going on. They say, where has your beloved gone? Where's the king? Oh, most beautiful among women, where's your king? Where has your beloved turned that we may seek him with you? You know, the king is busy. You got so many obligations and responsibilities. He may want to get married, but he got to handle those national responsibilities. She says, my beloved has gone down to his garden, to the beds of spices, to graze in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. He gazes, grazes among the lilies. So that's her answer. King Solomon is bride, delight in each other. He says, you are beautiful. As Tirzah, my love, lovely as Jerusalem, awesome as an army with banners. Turn away your eyes from me, for they overwhelm me. Don't look at me, because you, like, yo, every time you look at me, I'm smitten. I ain't got no answers for you. I just fall more and more in love with you every time you look at me. But they overwhelm me. Your hair is like a flock of goats leaping down the slopes of Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of ewes that have come up from the washing. King Solomon's giving us clues. Now, I don't know what to say to women or young ladies or girls. I was intimidated. What can I say to them? And in his rhetoric, in his dialogue, this lady that he loves, he's constantly admiring her beauty, her eyes, and everything that goes along with her. He says, your cheeks are like halves of pomegranate behind your veil. There are 60 queens, 80 concubines, and virgins without number. He's talking about what he already got. At this point in time, how many wives he got? 60 queens. How many women wish they had 60 queens? And 80 concubines and virgins without number. But he seems to have fallen in love with this particular Isha, this particular woman. My dove, my perfect one, the only one out of 60 and out of 80, the only one of her mother, pure, to her who bore her. The young woman saw her and called her blessed. The queens and concubines also, and they praised her. Yeah, he got all these wives and all these concubines. And they looking at this one woman that he's showing this affection to and saying, yo, she's the one. Who is this who looks down like the dawn, beautiful as the moon, bright as the sun, awesome as an army of banners? She said, I went down to the nut orchard to look at the blossoms of the valley, to see whether the vines had budded, whether the pomegranates were in bloom. Before I was aware, my desire set on me. I'm in the chariots of my kingdom, my kinsmen, a prince. They say, return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon you before you get married to this king and we lose you and we don't see you anymore. He says, why should you look upon the Shulamite as upon a dance before two armies? I don't know what he mean by that, but he ain't putting this woman out there to make people make a choice. He wants this woman, and he ain't putting her out there like that. No. Why should you look upon the Shulamite as a dance before two armies? No, she's mine. I'm going to take her. I'm going to marry her. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Well, it's a beautiful, lovely song, informative, about relationships, the element of relationship, how they should be viewed, and so on and so forth. And they should be taken lightly and are for granted. They should be taken quite seriously, as he is taking this woman seriously. And obviously, she is taking him seriously. He's not a flight of the moment. He had 60 queens and 80 concubines, and they didn't compare to her in his eyesight. And our women should not be measured by other women. And she shouldn't, other women shouldn't compare to you in your eyesight. He only has eyes for her. It should be any husband as far as his wife is concerned. It alleviates a lot of problems. Praise Yah, Kadriel, and bless his holy name.
Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And this is for all the brothers that's out there that think they players. They got women that y'all sleeping with and y'all dealing with. King Solomon was the man, son. King Solomon was the man. He could provide for these women. He's the king of a nation. But I think he went a little bit overboard for all these wives. All these concubines.
Yeah. Exactly.
He said there are 60 queens. 60 queens? Oh my goodness, yeah. Do you know all of their names?
Exactly.
60 queens and 80 concubines. Yo, 60 and 80 is how much?
140, right?
Can you remember 140 names?
I don't think so, brother.
Barbara, Mary, Susan, Ann, Shaniqua, Monica. 160? Come on, man.
I said, what's up, baby? Because I don't remember her name. What's up, baby?
Nah, but King Solomon, he had that wisdom. I'm sure he
exactly.
knew all 60 of their names, the queen, and all 80 of the concubine names, which probably
exactly.
blew their mind. You remember
exactly.
me? You remember me? You know my name out of all the
mm-hmm.
wives and concubines you got? Ah, yeah, I know you. I
mm-hmm.
know you. I know who you are.
Exactly.
Wow.
Right.
That must have blew their mind.
Because exactly.
60 and 80 is not 700 and 300. That's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
He's just
right.
getting started right here. Your man used to get started right here.
Yeah,
even though he found his soulmate, who he pours much praise, he made a particular song. He goes beyond. He goes beyond the 60
exactly.
points, because the one he's talking to is number 61.
Exactly.
I'm sure he ain't, she's not a concubine. Number
exactly.
81.
Exactly.
But it gives us a vision into our ancient forefathers. What we see in the media today about kings today,
mm-hmm.
none of them show that kings had, how many queens did he have? 60?
At that juncture.
And 80 concubines.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander the Great can't even compare to King Solomon.
Believe it.
How many wives did he have?
Mm-hmm. Believe it, brother.
And you know, dealing with women, man, that's not an easy thing.
No, it's not.
Dealing with women, dealing with your wife, is not an easy thing. You have to learn the art of compromise.
Right.
Because every husband must listen to his wife.
Exactly.
Gotta listen to your wife. It ain't all about you. It's about your wife, too.
Right. It's true.
Yep. If you got 80 of them, trust me, most of what you're thinking is going to them. You got 80? 80? Come on, man. How much can you compromise?
Exactly.
But I'm thinking about Will Chamberlain,
mm-hmm.
basketball player.
Right. I remember him.
How many women he said he slept with?
Well, that's what his mouth say.
3,000?
That's what his mouth say. Mm-hmm. Anybody can say mm-hmm. something. That won't be the truth, Katrina.
No, but yeah. Will Chamberlain was that dude at the time.
Yeah, but I don't
nobody
think he had
it. Hey, he did.
Katrina, ain't enough bad yeah. anger in the world.
He didn't have, he needed, he had about maybe 10 women a night.
Come on.
10 women a night.
Come on, Katrina. Come on, Katrina.
In different cities. You know, he was a basketball player, so he was in different cities all the time. You never know.
Come on, baby.
Will Chamberlain had that kind of strength.
Yeah.
They said I watched him. They said he did.
I ain't gonna tell that like that. Man, I'd be so tired of sex. Come on now, Godrell.
Your man went to every city in America.
Yeah.
And he probably had women that was like, yo.
Yes.
Want to be with you.
Yes.
Right.
They call him
and
groupies.
He probably ain't lying about 3,000.
Right. Well,
if you look at the history of Will Chamberlain, mm-hmm. he's like Shim Shone.
Right.
He ain't just played basketball. Your man was super athletic. Superman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If he did all this sexy show with a head wound, don't shoot that none of that.
Yeah.
But are we different from everybody else on the planet? Our genes are different, man. Our genes
right.
are different.
Right.
There's a brother named Fela on the continent of Africa.
Right.
He had 80 wives.
80 wives.
In the modern day. And they had no problem with it. They was in love with Fela. Look up Fela, research Fela. Your man Fela had 80 wives, and he was a musician that brought conscious loving music on the continent of Africa. His name is Fela.
Right.
He had 80 wives.
Well, I don't know about Fela. They don't call me Fela. Hey, nah. I be
Fela.
Like a woman. Leave me alone. I'd be like a woman. Get your head out of me. Real talk. Say nah.
I respect the power of women. I respect it. I tell brothers, what happened to the first man? What happened to the strongest man?
Right.
What happened to the wisest man?
Right.
Wow.
And I'm going to stop there. What happened to the sons of God, the angels? They
right.
saw that the daughters of man were fair to look upon. And they violated.
Right.
They violated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Women
right.
got power over the
yeah.
first man, Adam. Like, yo, Eve ain't going down by herself.
Yeah.
Eve ain't going down by herself.
And my girl, you gave it to me.
Strongest man, what he do? Strongest man. You know better. You've been through this lesson before.
Yeah.
What he do? Strongest man. Can the army conquer you? But you let a woman know what your power is? Boom. She got it on you. The wisest man, King Solomon. King Solomon is supposed to know better, right? Come on, you got all this wisdom. You got all this knowledge. You got all this understanding.
Right.
And you're gonna have a 700 wives? 700?
Come on now.
Wow.
Come on.
It's
now.
Not that many days in a year. Come on, man. Ain't that many days in a year, so come on, man.
Real talk, bro.
700 wives and 300. Not just 700 wives. You're gonna have some side chicks. 300.
Yeah.
Side chicks.
Dang.
Exactly.
We don't realize the implications. And King
yeah.
Solomon didn't need no Viagra, did he?
No.
Viagra? No. I want to know what King Solomon was eating, what kind of herbs he was taking. To serve 700 women and 300 concubines.
Yeah,
something.
All
right.
You know, the gender rules.
All right, got you. I'm letting him have that one.
Yeah. It only lets you know how powerful King Solomon was.
Exactly.
Son of King David.
Exactly.
I don't know too many men that can handle 700 women. 700 women? Oh my
right.
gosh. You gotta be kidding me. And you married to them. You got contracts with them.
Right.
Every single one of them. 700.
Mm.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay.
With your band self.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I wish I had been living to see King Solomon when he was in his prime.
Exactly.
I'm trying to figure out how you handling that. How you handling that? There's only 365 days in a year, and you got 700 wives.
Top of the roof all the time.
Come on, man. And you probably knew every single one of them's name.
Mm-hmm.
Which probably shocked them.
Yep.
Like, out of all these wives you got, you know me, you remember me, you understand who I am. Amazing. Because wasn't none of them filing for a divorce, was it? Ain't none of them say, yo, my man, you going overboard. No. They just let him do him, didn't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody was good.
And how many women will let their man marry 699 other women?
Mm-hmm.
you got 600 with what? 99 other women you dealing with?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no woman up today dealing with that. No.
Mm-mm.
Like, my nigga, you bugger. my nigga, you bugging. That's what I'm supposed to take today, man. My nigga, you bugging. Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
It's too much.
All right, then, Brother Cartrell. I got tired of you talking about it.
You got tired of talking about it. You can't even imagine. We read about it, but you can't even imagine. Imagine being there and seeing King Solomon was 700 wives. Like,
exactly.
Like, where are you getting your counsel from? Why are you marrying all these women? What's your problem?
Right.
I can't probably get married again.
Yeah, this man getting married again.
So no,
Jesus. Oh, God. Yeah.
He was probably having weddings every week.
Mm-hmm.
And well, we know King Solomon is famous for talking about contentious women.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to dwell on the rooftop than with a contentious woman. I'm sure he was an expert. Because, like, you got 700? You got 700 problems, bro. You got 700 problems.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them got an issue. Every single one of them.
Every one of them.
Mm-hmm. Crazy, man.
Yeah.
If you don't get
seen fast. Mm-hmm. All right, then, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where, Brother Cartrell?
It's being greedy.
Yeah, that's all.
You're okay. But don't be greedy, man. Leave some of the women for somebody else.
Exactly.
You got way too many, bro.
Exactly.
And Fela with 80. You know the women was cheating on him.
Right.
He died of AIDS. And he probably ain't know which one of his wife was cheating on him.
Mm-hmm.
Your man died of AIDS. He got 80 wives, he died of AIDS. Come on, man.
That's all we owe the money.
There's only 30 days in a month. There's only 30
exactly.
days in a month. You got 80 wives. You got 80 wives out? Come on, man. 80? 80? 80? What you need with 80 wives, man?
Right.
Fela, look him up. Y'all think I'm lying? Fela. Fela. Fela.
Okay.
He's a musician. Famous African musician. Had 80 wives. He died of AIDS.
Well, I'm getting tired of listening to it. Sorry, Brother
Patrick. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, brother.
Come on, man.
Thank you,
you
brother
know,
Patrick.
Mankind takes things overboard. We go to excesses. Mm-hmm. That's why these nations got bombs that could blow the planet up 300, 400, 500 times. How many times do you need to blow up the planet? One time is good enough. You got bombs to blow the planet up 400, 500 times? Come on, man. We just go overboard.
Exactly.
Overboard.
Exactly.
But the Most High will keep us in check. Because it is his creation. And he will
exactly.
not let us destroy it.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Brother Cartier, for that study of the Songs of Solomon. I'm tired, man. You talk about
the wives of Solomon.
And the wives of man, I'm breaking out.
700 wives, 300 concubines. There's not enough days in a year for all those women. It's
get
not.
Off them women.
It's not.
Get off them women. Thank you, fellow students. I know y'all tired, too. I'm tired. Cartrell got me tired. But bless the Most High and praise his holy name. And, it was a good study. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you learned something from it. And most important, we hope you apply it in your lives. 80 wives. Come on. I'm tired. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Students, may the Most High bless you. And bless your holy name, God. Katria, any closing remarks and comments?
So you forgot about the Benjamite, who is like homosexual.
Right.
The fact that King Solomon had 700 wives, 300 concubines, is more overwhelming than what the Benjamites did. And our nation was on the verge of taking out the whole tribe of Benjamin. It's like the lowest, what you just read about in the book of Judges, is like our lowest point in our history, because he almost eliminated a whole tribe through civil war.
Exactly. It's quite unfortunate.
It's so important for us to know our history so that we don't repeat the same mistakes.
Exactly, brother. Praise God. Exactly.
Praise God.
Fellow students, we are about to exit. We hope you enjoyed these studies. We pray that you meditate on these studies. And further, we pray that you apply these studies in your day-to-day lives. Praise God and bless His holy name. Brother Cottrell.
Yes, sir. It's funny because I was talking to a brother today. His mother's in ICU, intensive care unit. And I was telling him that you have to rely on the Most High in situations like that, because we're testing in situations like that, especially when it's our relatives who are about to return to the dust. His mother has cancer that spread throughout her body, and those are really spiritual times when we lose family members on the verge of returning to the dust. And we see the nature of people come out when people return to the dust, because people are mental and physical. They want the material goods and the physical goods that the person had. But I told her brother that his mother dealing with her illness is a spiritual time, and it's just to him, because it really does show the presence of Yah when he's in our midst, because he's the only son, his mother's only son. He's coming from Washington out west. His mother is in Florida, and they really had no connection. And I told him, you need to be there for your mother, regardless of the issues that y'all have had, because she needs you now more than ever.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, the brother's in Florida with his mother. And I give thanks to the Most High that he allowed him to be there. Because in those times, they are very spiritual.
Praise God.
Praise up.
Thank you, Brother Cartier. Cartier, any shalom, goodbyes?
We love y'all. You know that. And we're trying to bring you our truth, trying to bring you our history, because this is not religious. We're going through the history of our ancestors, and what we've read is the lowest part of our history, when our nation almost eliminated the whole tribe of Benjamin because they was some of them was homosexual, and the tribe of Benjamin wasn't ready to turn them over. And we live in this similar times because they promoting the LGBTQ. We know our people are involved with that. As a matter of fact, they make us the poster child of the LGBT community. But Yah is the judge. And we have to pray for our brothers and sisters, as back in that time. We can't just write off our brothers and sisters because they're involved in it.
Exactly.
So I hope that we learn the lessons of our history and that we learn how to pray for our people to get back on track with the Most High. Because we love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all.
Yes.
So we'll have a good night.
Yes, we do love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all. Shalom and good night. Hey, stand in a circle of peace.
not do for what you believe. For the sins of society, the children are guilty, no. Stand in the circle of peace. Yeah, hey. Cause only the willing will see their dreams. I got to get it on. Stand in the circle of peace. You need it strong. Only the willing will see their dreams. There comes that time you've got to face. And knowing this effort that you cannot rest. For my inaction there is no defense. For my action there will be consequence. Yeah. I stand in the circle of peace. One more time. Cause only the willing will see their dreams.
We're putting down all the machines.